事社。
Welcome once again to the podcast called Shockwave. I'm Lanceau, all produced,
courtesy of Culture Shock Music. And of course, this is the best of 2022. We continue. And this time around, we are doing the best of ska. And in the best of ska, we've got most of the ska waves eras covered, with original Jamaican ska with the Duelers, two-tone with Ranking Jr., no real third wave because there's nothing that has punk, but there is whatever you call this fourth or fifth wave with the Interrupters, Cat Bite, Bite Me Bambi, Two Females with a Bite. And of course, we've also got Hepcat, the Agrolites, Dubtown Rockers, Bob Marley, the Skints, the Untouchables, and the only ones truly missing, in my opinion, are Death of Guitar Pop, but they are working on a new album, so maybe they'll be in it next year. The album they're working on is called Be Lucky. Well, our first two entries are very traditional styled ska. We are counting down the top 13 ska songs of 2022. And our very first song we just heard is the only song that is completely instrumental, coming all the way out of Belgium. And in English, their name means The Secret Project, Proyecto Secreto. Barely Selassie at number 13 for our best of 2022 ska music. One of my favorite all-time genres. We take you into Canada right now. And this is a semi-instrumental. It's also like a theme song for the band. And one of the best out of Canada. The Phonosonics. Love these guys with rock steady heavyweights, which they are, on the best of 2022 ska on the podcast called Shockwave.
Chest go thump, take the voice up high with melodies light as a feather. But the groove is a heavyweight.
eyes. Passed on them talent, now it's my time to rise. No better ramp with the ranking bloodline. Bring love and unity, fist gang in the sunshine. Step up our ranks, teach me everything you know. How to write songs and conquer stage show. Music's me life, me could I never let go. The legacy's forever, go let everybody know.
I'm everyone I met along the way. They're holding up the man I am today. Got my father's eyes and my mother's smile, making all of me. That's my legacy. Making all of me, that's my legacy.
My daddy was the first black punk rocker. With lines right through him and black and ginger. And now he's looking down upon Junior's future. Give me the stamina, him give me the strength. No half-hearted, me give 100%. Me rate him legacy 10 out of 10. Me promise Papa Raja I will scan till the end.
I'm everyone I met along the way. They're holding up the man I am today. Got my father's eyes and my mother's smile, making all of me. That's my legacy.
To be. It's just a melody, my family, it's legendary, my legacy.
I'm everyone I met along the way. They're holding up the man I am today. Got my father's eyes and my mother's smile, making all of me. That's my legacy.
He's got his mother's eyes, his mother's smile, and the music of his father, Rankin Jr. of the English Beat. His father is Rankin Roger. And of course, that is the last song they both did. And it was our number 11 song in the Ska Division for 2022. Love it. That's kind of our two-tone kind of flavor for our Ska Charts this year. Hope you enjoyed it. Being joined by the Ordinary Boys as well. Great tune. Love it. As we continue into the top 10, we have a, well, what would you call it? First entry into the top 10, or into the top Ska tunes of 2022. And it's a great cover of the Selena hit, and is a popular slur from reggae too, which means when you're love struck by that special someone. It's called Bidi Bidi Bom Bom, Bidi Bidi Bom Bom. You'll hear a lot of the Jamaican toasters and DJs go Bidi Bidi Bom Bom, but I know it came out long before Selena. So this is the Ska version of our first cover and our first tune from Catbite on Shockwave.
Cada vez que lo veo pasar, breath, through every air, through every gonna bring you to the ground. Lay your burdens down, 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 down. Lay your burdens down.
Remember, if it gets too heavy, lay your burdens down. That is the Interrupters featuring the lead vocalists from Hetcat, Alex Desert and Greg Lee, and Burdens. Of course, Alex is an actor, if you don't know, done a lot of TV work and some movies. Greg Lee's been in the band since its inception, is a co-founder since 1989, and writes a lot of the music. Our number song, number nine song for the Best of Ska 2022, all courtesy of Culture Shock, and this is the podcast called Shockwave, all based off of our blog. We get everything from our blog and compile the podcast. The podcast basically brings you the best of what we found. The blog exposes you to everything good, but the best stuff is heard right here on the podcast. We are counting down our top 13 songs from 2022 in the ska division. As we continue, this is their second entry already, Cat Bite with Stay. And don't you hate it when your girl says she's not going to stay? That's the worst, especially when you want her to. But that's how it goes. That's how the ladies are sometimes. And I'm sure we're just the same on the flip side. Well, here it is in a nice sounding way coming from a girl. So it definitely makes it a lot easier. It's the number eight song as we count down the top 13 for 2022 in the ska division, The Best Of, baby, on Shockwave.
that's judging you.
Well, it was the first hit from the Wailers, 1962. Judge Not and the Interrupters doing our second cover in the countdown for the top 13 songs of 2022 in the Ska division. And it was the Wailers' first moderate hit in Jamaica, produced by Leslie Kong. And I'm super stoked the Interrupters covered it. That is a classic. Some people may not even know Bob Marley's version of that one. But now you know the Interrupters. And it's oh so good as we continue with what I have to call the best new ska band of the year. Dubtown Rockers featuring the dirty ska, the dirty reggae of the Agrolites. Hope you're feeling good because this one's oh so good. You know that, right? This band has to be that best of band for 2022. They didn't need the Agrolites on this tune. It's just that good, but it definitely an added bonus. They only released one other song, but it was so good to me that I just had to give it to them. And it's our number six song in our countdown on our podcast called Shockwave.
Just to see the sun rise and shine upon another one. My favorite breakfast, smelling yum, yum, yum. I eat up everything, don't leave a crumb. And I feel good,
I feel good.
Oh, so good inside.
I feel good,
oh, so good. Walk into school and see all my friends. Can't wait to hear what the teacher says. Read a story from my favorite book about a friendly bear that really cooks. And I feel good,
I feel good.
Oh, so good inside. Shine, and I don't care who knows. Feeling good should never ever be a crime. You gotta let somebody know. All you wanna do is glow, glow, glow. Yeah. Back home to tell my mom and dad.
So good inside, I feel good.
The love never dies. Never. Love could never die. The world would not exist without love, at least in the human factor. The Interrupters. And I tell you, that's what, their second song in the top? No, that's their third song, I believe. Let's see. They got Judge Not, Love Never Dies, and Burdens. They've got three in the top 13. Jeez. So these guys are, and on top of that, that's got to be my favorite combination of the top 13 songs of the chart, because Love Never Dies for both these bands. I can see your face when I close my eyes. Love the front girl, Amy Interrupter. She's like a woman version of Timmy Armstrong, who's kind of considered the unestablished fifth member. He produces a lot of their music. The only problem with this song is we don't get enough of the Skints, at least in my opinion. The Skints are one of my favorite bands. If you listen, you probably know that. But we are jumping into the number four song, which is in the running for top band, top songs in the ska department for 2022. They've already taken the top reggae and ska band for 2022. Will they be the top ska band? Solely. They weren't the top reggae band, but they're the top reggae and ska band in our book. They are. You know, this is just all our opinion. So they call him Johnny Dangerous. Why do you want that reputation? Well, you know, when you're a rude boy, that's the reputation you get. That's why sometimes you get a name like Johnny Dangerous. Out to the UK, keeping the ska very much alive with a great album last year. This is The Duelers, and bidding for top honors in the ska department for 2022 with the number four song on the podcast called Shockwave. Lanzo's on your radio, original Rude Boy style, for real.
You don't know.
Right, it's the number three song, Hooked on a Feeling, from the Untouchables, the legendary LA ska and soul band, originally from 1974. That is our third cover song in the charts, originally done by Blue Suede. Not sure which genre is more guilty of doing covers, reggae or ska. I get the feeling you're in love with me. Done for a project that was a nonprofit music community project funded and staffed by volunteers producing musical products and events in support of charitable organizations called the Specialized Project from last October 2021. It appeared on that album but was released as a single of their own in June of 2022. That is our number three song for the year, and we are counting down our 13 favorite ska songs of 2022. My name is Lance O of Culture Shock, and this is our podcast called Shockwave. I hope you're enjoying it. It's always fun to do these best ofs and put these kind of whatever you want to call it together. It's a lot of work, but it is fun because it surprises me even as well, because It's hard to pinpoint, because I tell you, if I went through and did this same chart tomorrow or picked my 13 top ska songs from 2022, there might be one or two different songs. They'd probably definitely be in a completely different order. Sometimes it's just the mood you're in. I don't know. But anyway, the scenario here is we are picking a top band out of this top 13 songs. Now, so far, we have two songs from Catbite that basically came in at, let's see, Catbite first came in towards the bottom with Bitty Bitty Bomb Bomb at number 10. Then they came in at number 8 with Stay. And then the Interrupters have three songs in the top 13. They had Burdens with the Hepcats. They had their cover of Judge Not by Bob Marley. Love Never Dies by them and the Skints. So they had the number 5 song, the number 7 song, and the number 9 song. They've got three. Now, we're going to have to go to the end to really see who comes out on top, because the number one song is a big contender for the band of the year. But we're going to go into the number two song from another band led by a female with the name Bite in the title. Now, this one, now just remember, the Interrupters have a female with Amy. Cat Bite has a female. That's two of our top bands are in the running with a female out front. I love it. As top bands. And one of those two are definitely going to be, I'll give you this hint, the number three band of the year. Our next one, it gets kind of crazy because I'm going crazy for you. This song also has a reggae remix, with many are saying was the last song he ever did from Lee Scratch Perry. But I like this version better. So it's, I don't know. This is, and these same bands we've been talking about, the Interrupters, the Cat Bites, and this band, Bite Me Bambi, are one of three Americans carrying the truer side of ska today. The only big difference that they're doing as opposed to, say, some of the other waves is it's a little more rock involved. And I like that as opposed to the punk. I love punk and I love ska. I'm not the biggest fan of when they come together. There are some great songs. Don't get me wrong. That's just my opinion. And maybe we might have ruffled a couple feathers there. But let's get into that number two song and get you the number one song and figure out who's going to be the number one band for 2022 on the Best of Ska for the same year. These are the top 13 songs. We're counting them down. Bite Me Bambi. I'm going to go crazy. It is the podcast called Shockwave. We'll be right back. It's crazy. Bite Me Bambi, the number two song for 2022 in the ska department. We had 13 songs that we liked that stood out to us. So we just played our 13 best songs, favorite songs, and we've done 12 of them. So right now, how do we determine the ska band of the year? Well, to make it a little easier, the third best band according to this top 13 is Catbite. They had two songs in the top 10. So we have a tie between the Interrupters and the Duelers at the moment, because the Duelers have the number one song. So they've got to get an extra niche for having the number one song. The Interrupters have to get an extra niche because they have three songs. If you do it by a point system, they're tied both at 27 points. Now, the Interrupters, like I said, have three songs. The Duelers have the number one song. While the Duelers have two songs in the top five and our number one song, who is the number one band? Do we just make it a tie? It's like England and America. Obviously, the Interrupters are much more popular, but this is all based on what we like in the music. I'll play the number one song, and then you can decide and let me know if you like. This takes it back to that traditional style of ska music where it all started in Jamaica. It's that original sound from the original place for this original sound that was indigenous and created in Jamaica. Sweet, sweet Jamaican ska got me dancing all night long. Our number one song on the Shockwave podcast for 2022 in the ska division out of 13 songs. This was the number one, and this was our favorite. My name is Lanso, all courtesy of Culture Shock. If you can check us out, please do. cultureshock.com/news for the blog, the news, and the podcast. You guys will break the tie if you're really into it. Let us know who should be number one, the Interrupters or the Duelers. If we do it based on America, it's the Interrupters. If we do it based on the UK, it's the Duelers. If we base it on worldwide thing, it's your choice.
Hey! This is the Savoy Sounds, the greatest sound around.